Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, 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 Sam Crowley. It is a great day to have you back in the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, first things first, make sure if you are not an active subscriber of the Everyday Saturday show, make sure you head on over to iTunes. Click the subscribe button. That way, you see how it works is every time I put a new show out, which is every day of the week, except Saturday, because we all can just go do our thing on Saturday and have the greatest time of our life. It's the other 6 days that we need the motivation. If you want to have every one of these shows sent right to your device, make sure you subscribe. And then after you subscribe, listen to a few shows. Get a feel for kind of how we roll inside the Everyday Saturday community. Hit me up on Twitter. Give me some feedback at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening. You got a subject you want me to talk about. Hit me up there as well. And it's cool, man. And then, here's the last thing you got to make sure you want to do is hit a five-star rating. Leave a five-star rating on iTunes for the show, would you please? It helps people find it. It empowers individuals. Big shout-out to Pierre. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Congrats for the number four girl. You are the man for girls. Thanks to be who you are and make a difference to others. I don't know if I'm the man. I guess I am. I'm the man with four girls. We found out yesterday, if you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast, yesterday on June 30th, my wife Angela and I went to have a sonogram done, not by choice. It was because my wife was having complications yesterday. She's about 18 weeks along. And today's show is all about gratitude, man. I woke up even more grateful today than I was yesterday, because yesterday wasn't the only emergency room visit that we had, unfortunately. We came back yesterday. Here's how yesterday went down. My wife, Angela, is 18 weeks pregnant with our fourth child, and she's a high risk because she's 44 years old. And we actually had a history back in 2000, 14 years ago. We delivered a boy at 19 weeks. Angela started having cramping, contractions. Delivered our boy Matthew at 19 weeks, had him baptized in the room, gave him back, his little heart was beating for 4 hours, held him, loved him up, gave him back to the nurse, never saw him again. So we've been down this road before. And so yesterday I came back, got back from the emergency room here locally in Springville, New York, right around 2 o'clock. Ange went to rest. I recorded the podcast that you listened to yesterday on June 30th. And then Ange took the kids down to the community pool here for a couple hours, just relaxed, came back. I was cooking out barbecued pork chops, one of my favorite delicacies of the summertime, on the grill. And Ange started having more complications. I'm not going to get into exactly. You guys can figure it out what happens when you're 18 weeks along and you've got complications. So we called the emergency room that we had just literally left, and they said, you can't come back here. And we're like, what do you mean we can't come back there? It says right here, we're actually reading the discharge orders. It says, if you have any further complications, be sure you come back here. She's like, yeah, you need to go see a specialist, OBGYN, for what you're talking about. We can't help you. I'm like, okay. You know what's wild, though? And first of all, let me give a big shout out to everybody at Bertrand Chaffee Hospital here in Springville, as well as Mercy Hospital on Abbott Road in South Buffalo, where we were last night till about midnight. Health professionals are absolutely amazing. If you're in the health professional field, hit me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I want to give you a little Twitter love, because you guys are unbelievable, man. The amount of people that you see, patients you see, the dedication to your work, a lot of these girls, especially the girls, there's guys, all right, but a lot of the nurses that we had were female, that we had a female doctor, both in the emergency room as well as the OBGYN last night at the other hospital. They're working 5-6 day shifts nonstop. And you know what's wild? The obstetrics doctor that saw Angela last night, and examined her. She says that, I go, hey, my daughter should be doctor. She goes, no, I'll talk him out of it. I go, what do you mean you talk him out of it? She goes, no, I would talk your girls out of being a doctor. She was kind of laughing. She said, let me give you an idea. She opened up as far as, you know, the income that she earned. She said, when somebody, when a female finds out they're pregnant and they come see me, that's probably, I don't know, 12 or 13 visits throughout their 10-month pregnancy. They carry full term. Delivery, everything from beginning to end, for that patient, I am paid $1,200. $1,200, not $12,000, which is what I would thought a doctor would earn for delivering a baby and seeing them in their office and seeing them in the hospital and doing the sonogram and everything that you do, $1,200. I'm thinking to myself, I would make $1,200 by sending an email to my list selling 12 people a $100 product. I mean, I could do it today if I wanted to do it. I mean, if I just wanted to say, hey, I want to generate $1,200, I would just do that. And I don't have $250,000 of medical school debt and all of that time put in. So you know what that tells me? Dedication, commitment. You know how I always talk about that 80% of the people in the United States hate their job? You know, I don't know how many people in the medical field, in the healthcare field, I don't know what percentage hate their job, but I am so grateful every time. I've been fortunate, knock on wood, and I literally am knocking on wood, okay? I'm grateful that I never have had any type of serious illness. But when I bring my kids in, we had Paigey, our youngest, at Children's Hospital back in 2009 for what we thought was a pretty serious disease. Ended up to be nothing, which was awesome. Every time I'm around these amazing healthcare professionals, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you go to an emergency room, you go to a doctor, the ones that love their job and dedicated, they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they absolutely want to make sure that you get better. Are they perfect? Nobody's perfect, okay? Have we run into doctors with terrible bedside manners? For sure we have. Never held it against them, though, because all I want them to do, I don't need them to be Jay Leno, like I talk about. I need you to get me better, get my kids better. So last night, we ended up back. We were ordered, pretty much, and said, look, if you got to go by ambulance, you're going. They said, you must go to this hospital in South Buffalo that has an OBGYN on staff. So we were there from 6 at night until midnight, and quite honestly, guys, it's touch and go right now. I'm not going to kid you. I haven't posted anything. I did post yesterday on Facebook that we found out we're having a girl because I didn't know. We just came back. We got the green light from the emergency room. Everything was great. And it just changed in an instant. So I posted on Facebook, and then I didn't regret posting it. It just hurt more to see that because everybody's excited. We're joking back and forth. Oh, my God, another girl. And I was saying, oh, I can't believe God has an amazing sense of humor to give Sam Crowley 4 girls. And I posted it on Facebook, and I didn't regret it, but it hurt so bad knowing that we could watch the baby move and feeling it move. And we saw the sonogram again last night at 11 o'clock at night. We were in a, and this is what really hurt. They brought us from the emergency room up to a labor and delivery room, a birthing room. And that's when I thought it was all over. I just thought last night we were going to deliver the baby girl at 18 weeks again, another child at 18 weeks, and have to go through that whole process again because it's different. I mean, when you see it moving in your wife's stomach, and look, guys, I'm just the guy. I'm not the girl who carries it. The girl, it's a million times more amplified. And for me to even try to say that I know how my wife, I don't. I'm there for support. Whatever I can do, smile, make jokes, laugh, shut up, whatever she tells me to do, I do it. Because she's the one that, I mean, the baby is inside of her. You know what I'm talking about? And the girls that are listening to my podcast, which is more than the men do, ironically enough, 60-40 women listen to the Everyday Saturday show. You know what I'm talking about. If you've carried a baby, it's just, it's you. It's a part of you. So for guys to say, I know how you feel, we just, you know what we do best? Just shut up and listen. That's what you do. You shut up and you listen and you lend support. And we're in the labor and delivery room, and I thought we were there to deliver. Turns out, after an examination, again, the doctor said, hey, it is an optimum. It's not ideal what's going on here, but it's no threat right now. I got to tell you, I got to send you home again. And my poor wife, I mean, being poked and prodded and blood drawn and spun in 1,000 different ways and urine tests and all these things. We got home last night. It was an uncomfortable night's sleep for her. And my kids are here. The neighbors were amazing checking on my girls. A neighbor brings over pizza at 9 o'clock at night. You know, it's just, it's uncomfortable for a lot of different perspectives. Just, you talk about being thrown outside of your comfort zone. And woke up this morning, and things are a little bit better. They're just a little bit better. We made a decision. We're cutting our big vacation short, so we're packing up the Crowley compound today. We're traveling all day tomorrow. I'm going to record a special podcast again this evening and release it tomorrow. I don't do that hardly ever, but I need to because I'm going to be on the road all day tomorrow. We got the dogs and the cats and the kids and the parents and everybody traveling 500 miles back to our home in Ohio so Angela can be close to her primary care physician. And that's where we are. And the whole reason I'm recording this show is coming at it again from a sense of gratitude. You know, we get caught up in the money and we get caught up in the material things and we get caught up in what people think about us and we get caught up in how far we're progressing compared to where we think we should be. And you know what we very rarely do? And I got both hands in the air, guys, guilty as charged, is never just take a damn breath and shut up and just say thank you. I say thank you, God, but I just say thank you. Even if you don't believe in God, just say thank you. Just stop what you're doing right now and say thank you. Thank you. You know, had a buddy of mine, Darren, come over. Haven't seen him in forever. Used to sell Yellow Pages with him back in the 90s here in Buffalo. He stopped by, hung out on the porch for a couple hours, just shooting the breeze. Simple stuff. Thank you. That's good. Girls are going right now. One of their friends, again, great neighbor, Alicia, came by. Great friend of Angela's. And she's taking them. They're going to go run in the creek. That's what they're doing. For the next 3 hours, they're going to go up to the park here, Spraybrook Park, south of Buffalo here. And they're going to go run along the creek, you know, and I just say thank you. God, it's tough, man. Life is tough. And the thing that really, really gets me is when the motivational gurus, you know, the people that are trying to sell you stuff. Hey, I make a living selling stuff. There's nothing wrong with selling stuff. Maybe I should call it selling crap. Okay. When people position their life as they've got it all figured out, you know who I'm talking about, right? You're on the same email list that I'm on. You see the same people on Facebook that I see. You see people that say you just attract abundance into your life and I've never had a good day or I cured myself or I've never had a bad day or I cured myself of cancer and I'd never get sick and blah, 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 blah. Bull crap. And I would say something worse, but it's a family show. You know what I'm talking about? Life's tough and nobody makes it out alive, you know? And it's days like yesterday that I wake up today and I say, thank you. Take all my money. Take my money right now. Take my cars, take my houses, take everything. Give me healthy kids. That's all I want. And I think I actually recorded a podcast last week about the same thing. Because at some point in time, we just got to say, enough, man. Enough of the material crap. And the gurus out there that are pimping this stuff, saying you can attract everything you want into the world and you can bring it all inside. I believe that. I do believe that. But you know what else? It's not impossible to attract bad things into your life as well. Completely. I don't even know if attracting is the right word because it's out of your control. Life can be controlled a little bit, but if you think you're going to specialize in controlling every facet of your life, I'm here to tell you that you absolutely cannot do it. And I'm not the anti-motivational guru, or I don't want to position myself. I'm just the guy that struggles every day like you, but I don't make a major out of minor things. And I think that's the biggest difference is we're all going to struggle. We're all going to have days we wish we didn't even get out of bed in the morning, but we get out of bed in the morning. We're all going to have things that we wish were not said to us, but they were said to us. And instead of reacting, we move on. And we're all going to have things done to us because we all know bad things happen to good people, but we're going to forge ahead and we're not going to major in minor things. We're not going to let those things define who we are. We're going to continue to move forward. And what is brought to us, we do the best we can with what we have to work with. You know, a lot of people may have looked at my mom. God bless her. Catherine Crowley died on July 7th, coming up on the 17-year anniversary of my mom dying. I can't even believe it. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Feels like 17 hours ago. Sometimes that hole in your heart still is big, right? You miss your mom, your parents when they die. And a lot of people may have looked at my mom's life and thought, insignificant. Raised 8 kids, didn't know when to stop having kids. Christ, had her last kid when she was 41 years old, Sam Crowley, June 29th, 1968. Put him on welfare, alcoholic, you know, didn't really amount to much. Well, hey, look at, hold on a second. Hold on a second. She did the best with what she had to work with, and you're listening to my mom's voice through her youngest child, youngest of 8, So just because you don't have $1 million in the bank account, just because you don't have the Mercedes, how many times do I talk about this? Probably every single day. But I want to encourage you that we don't keep score based on material things. We keep score based on legacy. Gary Vee talks about legacy is greater than currency. What is your legacy going to be? You know, mine used to be, had I stayed in that same corporate track, it would have been my legacy. I can see it right now. My obituary would have been written, Sam Crowley, whatever executive of the Berry Company, AT&T, 35 years, 45 years, died of a heart attack at 10 a.m. Monday morning. You know, survived by his daughters, Madeline, Laura, Paige, and wife, Angela. That's it. I don't want that to be. Now we've changed it up a little bit. Legacy's got a little bit of something to do with this Every Day is Saturday brand. You know, legacies has something to do with being able to just stay as a family unit since 13 years ago, married 16 years, you know, just trying to keep it together. I don't have everything figured out, not even close to it. But you know what I got figured out is when my feet hit the floor first thing in the morning, I try to make sure it's not an average, ordinary day. I make sure that there's going to be at least a couple things. You know what's going to make sure every single day? One of the reasons why. Here's a secret. One of the reasons why I do a podcast every day.
Except Saturday.
Because Saturday's pretty easy to make that a remarkable day. I mean, Saturday's a really, that's like just teeing it up for you, hitting it out of the park. Every other day, it's a little bit of a challenge, including Sunday, okay? But you know why I do a podcast every day is because it forces me to be great for at least 20 minutes a day. At least 20 minutes a day. I got to bring my A game, fire up the record button with no script, guys. Absolutely. I've never had a script. I've never had a bullet point for this show. Every single day I hit record, just turn the mic, and whatever comes to my mind, I'm talking to you about. Because that's what happens in life. You know, we don't get to write down bullet points and an outline of how we want our life to go. You can do it. You can try to do it. How many times you try to do a budget and that gets blown up? How many times you try to plan your day and it absolutely blows up before 10 o'clock in the morning? Life. That's life happening to you. That's not you trying to control it. That's you saying, hey, this is how I'm going to react. This is what was given to me. Yesterday, I had no idea when I woke up yesterday that we had two emergency room visits that we were going to spend over 12 hours in a hospital. But we didn't have to stay overnight. We didn't lose our baby. Yet, you know, the doctor said, you're 44, you're high risk. Got no guarantees for you. I said, you know what, doc? We don't need guarantees. You know what we need to do? We need the ability to wake up tomorrow. Whatever the good Lord says is going to happen to the Crowleys of 2014, we're going to take it, we're going to run with it, and we're going to make it amazing. Now, I'm not trying to sound like an idiot, all right? Don't want to lose a child. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying, whatever happens, good, bad, great or ugly, doesn't matter. Whatever happens, we're going to make it an amazing day today, and I want you to do that. I want whatever heartache you have, I just want you to leave it alone. Whatever pain you have, just leave it alone. Whatever anybody done bad to you, just leave it alone. Just go make today, these 12 hours you got left, these 8 hours, these 4 hours, whenever this message hits you, just make those amazing hours. And it starts, you know what I found today? Helping people helps when you're hurting. When you're hurting, helping other people, it benefits them, but it helps you even more. I've tried today to do as much as I can to help people. Send an email out to my list. If you got it, you know what I talked about. All right? If you don't get my emails, go to everydaysaturday.com, put in your name and email address. I just wanted to help people today. Get a message of hope and inspiration out because I'm hurting. I'm hurting today. My wife is hurting today. We're all hurting today because we don't know. It's being in the fear of the unknown. But you know what? You go help some people, you forget about your problems, and it benefits them, but it helps you even more. So go out and help somebody today. That's the message. Go out and make a difference and make today amazing. Are you with me? Awesome. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.